Now the Holy Spirit speaks in verse 10, "Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth." He's always got a message through to the rulers of the world, beginning with Pharaoh in Egypt, when Joseph was his prime minister. Daniel was the prime minister of Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, later on of Cyrus in Media Persia. God's been able to get a message through to these rulers, but he has a message for us today. Verse 12, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry." Dr. George Gill used to say to us in class, that's the Old Testament way of saying, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And that's what the Spirit of God is saying to men today. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember who really kissed him when he was here on earth? Judas. And you remember even at the last minute, our Lord said to him, "Wherefore, friend, art thou come?" He could say to Judas, "You may have fulfilled prophecy. Maybe you were predestined to betray me, but you're not predestined to be lost. I can still call you friend, and you can change that kiss from a hot kiss of betrayal into a kiss of acceptance. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him." You could put your trust in him. You'll have to do with Jesus Christ. I don't care who you are. Either come to him today and receive him as Savior, or someday you'll be brought before his presence for judgment. He is either your Savior or your judge, and he can't be both. He'll just have to be one. Today you can have him as your Savior, and the Holy Spirit, even right now, is saying to you, "Kiss the Son, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And the word still goes out, "Blessed are all they who put their trust in him." This is a marvelous psalm. Looks forward to the second coming of Christ. Goes back and gathers up the first coming of Christ when God raised him from the dead. He's seated today at God's right hand. He's coming someday to establish his kingdom.